Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Day 16?
17?
You're my date guy,
I know.
Man.
Well, 5, 10.
16.
4 in the middle. Yeah, 16.
Wait, but then...
Yeah, because it would have been 5 days of the first week, 2 days in the middle, so the next...
You
got there,
seven
but your math
seven.
Is weird.
Yeah, 7 and 7, so it's 16.
Yeah, I did 5, 5, 2,
it's 16.
Two. It's 16.
Yes. You did 5, 5, and 4 and got to 16.
You did that.
Yeah, because
it's
I did
seven,
5...
7, 7, and 2.
Just to be clear how
it
I did it.
It was much easier than I thought it was
just
at first.
Just want to point out how I did it. Two weeks is 5, 2 weekends is 4, right? And then the 2 extra days. Yeah, I'm just saying that's how I got to the number.
You didn't just do 2 weeks is 14?
No, I did the weekdays and the weekends.
Yeah. You realize how weird that is, right?
So I agree overall, but I think in this context, it's not because the daily pods are during
the
week.
You're the one who counted the weekends. I originally was just...
I know, that's how, and that's why I counted it this way. That's what I'm saying. That's why how I got to that number.
Because of the way you change it, you should have counted it normal. Everything counts.
It'd be funny if we weren't at 16, but I'm pretty sure.
It's 16.
It's 16. Yeah, because Monday was 15. And today's Tuesday.
Or because 7 plus 7 plus 2 is 16. I think that's probably the easiest.
Also true. Also hard to dispute that.
Feels like an inner excellence moment.
Yes.
Me. Yes, I think so.
So I can never decide with inner excellence how much to read.
I usually just do a paragraph.
Okay. So Unstoppable.
Yeah, this is a good one. Jalen Hurts story.
How to become, that's the name of the chapter.
It's a movie with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
I'm going to have to flip a guy.
Directed by Tony Scott. Good flip.
I did not. I actually did watch an old movie last night. I'll tell you about it.
Okay, good. I can't wait to see what old means.
It was 1990, I think. So that's old. Come on, that's old.
It's like a little old.
No, dude, that's like a 30-year-old movie at this point. 25.
I watch his movies in the 70s, you know. Last pod, I talked about a movie from 1974. So.
All right. How fears and phobias form mental blocks. The first thing to know about your subconscious is this. It puts all danger in the same file in your brain, whether it's physical or emotional. It doesn't differentiate between the fear of a tiger about to attack you and the fear of being attacked on Twitter or Instagram. Can't relate to that.
I'm going to have to say...
To your brain, it's all the same.
I don't think that's true, Jim. Do you think that it's the same fear when you're about to get attacked by a tiger versus checking your mentions and being like, oh, people are...
So I've never been attacked by a tiger.
Take a guess.
I would guess it's not.
Yeah. The more we read, and granted, to be fair, we are not...
We're missing
a lot of context here. We're just picking paragraphs. But I have yet to really be impressed by Jim Murphy, if we're going to be honest about
this. So I think it...
What is that?
Yeah.
How do you know it gets put in the same file of your brain,
but
buddy?
I think the point he's making is like...
You can...
If I tried to spin it where it's like... You can... Like, I'm afraid of rain, right? Or I used to be. I'm not anymore.
Blue whales.
Yeah, blue whales. Still afraid of blue whales. If I saw a blue whale... Understandably, for sure. If I saw a blue whale, like, I would be more afraid of it than probably like Tucker would be. Like, I would assume.
I love whales.
Yeah.
All right.
Blue whales,
so Tucker,
are cool, man.
Yeah. Until you see
the
one.
The majesty
and then,
of a blue whale. Can you imagine?
Yeah. That would be? I love watching.
I've gone whale watching.
Oh.
No interest. Unless Kristen made me do it. But I would not ideally like to do it. But I think that it's also, well, I think what he's trying to say is.
Can't wait to see.
Well, I like
distill this down.
It's just different for different people. I think that's what he's trying to say. Is that not what he's trying to say?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's trying to say that.
But your subconscious
that
creates
we
the
react
fear.
To fear the same way, just no matter what the fear is what he's trying to say. And I don't think that's necessarily true.
I would disagree with that.
Yeah.
If that's his point.
I think that's at least from the sentence you read. That's
I just don't see how he could say getting attacked by a tiger is the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's probably anyone out there in this market that can appreciate more than me. I'm sure there's some people on the larger scale.
No, you're definitely the
guy. Yeah, so like I can relate to the fear of checking. Yes,
yeah.
But I would think a tiger would be more
scary. Death as opposed to, you know.
The only thing I would say comparing the two is in some ways the Twitter mentions are a little out of your control. Like you can avoid a
tiger. Hold on. Let me compare Twitter mentions to being attacked by a tiger. I could do this.
Yeah. Well, I just think a tiger is a little within your control. Like, I can avoid a tiger. I can't really control.
Hypothetical scenario, you can't, though, because that's the whole point, is you're comparing the two fears.
True.
Yeah.
Getting attacked by a tiger.
Sounds horrible.
They're big, too.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm out.
Strong.
Out.
No good.
Jim, I think it's a little
I'm more also hard. Not one of those people that would be good at, like, standing still. You definitely would.
Are you kidding
me? You'd be
me?
Done
I can't,
in a millisecond.
I can't stand
still. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You would
keep confusing this. Like, a tiger can see you. You're thinking about Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No. But I think in general, aren't you, like, supposed to try to act calm around animals? Like,
oh, sure.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I'm not saying go like this.
Well, that's like the Tyrannosaurus Rex thing where they can't see. Like, movement is
an alligator.
No,
I think alligator.
Jurassic Park, man. Have you seen the movie Jurassic Park?
Yeah. I mean, I don't use it as my basis for animal knowledge.
No, but you're talking about animals that base you based on your movement. Like, Tyrannosaurus Rex tracked its things by the movement. If you stayed, at least according to Jurassic Park.
According to Jurassic Park.
If you stayed still, it couldn't see you. I thought that's what you're talking about.
No, I was saying,
I
can, it's like they say, if you're camping and a bear comes, you're supposed to, like.
Well, no, it depends on the type of bear.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'd be sitting
heard
there
what
being
is
like,
it? If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, say goodnight, I think is the phrase.
Wow.
Never heard that before? Yeah, no. Like, if it's a polar bear, you're just cooked. No chance. If it's a black, you're supposed to attack it. And if it's a brown bear, you're supposed to lay down.
So polar bears are the worst?
Yeah, the polar bears are the worst.
I mean, you'd also have to be like.
I can't be
in like Antarctica
that.
Or something. Like, where are you
obviously
seeing? So like, I feel like
they're
you're already
saying in general that that is the like what you're supposed to do when each different type of that certain bears react to different things is the point.
Last thing, then we'll move on to the eagles. I think seeing a moose would be crazy. Like, when I see videos of mooses.
Well, do you want to talk about something that's bigger than people think?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
That's like,
a moose is humongous.
A moose is it's like bigger than a Escalade.
Yeah, it's
you know, like, they're huge.
You see videos of them, like, by cars.
And it's like towers over them.
It's crazy.
No, I'm with you. See, that worked better. The tigers are big.
So, speaking of subconscious, yeah. More worse. A Twitter mention.
Worser. Elliot Sherp Park's professional writer.
Yes. Well,
former. Do your fingers still work or no?
Well, I write long tweets that are basically articles at this point. I really do. Like, they're like, you know 800 words basically at this point.
I know. Well, I was talking about, I watched Spotlight recently, the movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the newspaper, not.
So actually,
have the luster that it used to have.
No. I'll save. I have two good final thoughts. One's related to the movie.
So I will tell you this. I have finally started feeling the final thought pressure.
Dude, it's hard.
I'm not to complain, but I spent like 30 minutes this weekend at different times just sitting there silently, like, thinking about
what's crazy is about them. They just appear like they just pop in your head, and it's like that's a good
you gotta be like, oh, got it.
Yep.
I did it with that Emily. I'll be like, oh, that's a final thought. I gotta grab my phone.
Same. Yeah, it happened to me more this morning with Kristen. So
it's great.
All right. So maybe I won't burn my movie one. I'll save it. We got like 15 more days.
We're gonna save it.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
What?
I want to hear what movie you watch.
Well, it's a final thought.
I know. I'm excited. I'm saying you got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it today. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Fine. Okay. Birds?
Actually, ironically, ironically related to one of my final thoughts, but
oh, good.
Bird related, not Eagles related.
Bird.
So I rewatched the game.
Okay. Are we? Oh, I love a good Tuesday Elliot rewatch.
A rewatch report card.
So yeah, let's get in the reaction. Then I also just want to talk about Jalen and where we're at with him.
Well, I just watched Jalen.
No, I'm forgetting his performance. I'm just talking, my biggest concern by far, times a million for this football game, is Jalen's knee. Like, I don't even have a second concern.
Okay.
So I want to get into that, but let's do the rewatch first, and then I want to talk about the knee.
So I came away when I watched the Packers game very much in the camp of, he didn't turn the ball over. He made like no negative plays. He won. I don't care how many yards he threw for. You're looking at the wrong things. So trust me, to the people out there being like, he had the same yardage as, dude, my mom texted me.
The Josh Allen thing.
Yeah.
I can't.
I know. My mom texted to me from
Honestly,
Facebook.
Those,
I can only imagine the wildfire it is
things,
on Facebook right
like,
now.
Are one of the dumber things.
So
going,
I agree.
I just saw one, Tucker. This won't mean much to you, but Brian Giles had a better 6-year stretch than one.
Oh,
I saw this morning. What are
we
doing here, guys? Like, what is happening to the world right now?
Right. I agree with you overall on the premise. But so I am not being like, well, he only had this many yards passing, so he had a bad game. That's not the point I'm making. I'm not saying his stat line.
No, this is watching the game.
Right. I'm not saying his stat line.
Because we know AJ should have. If AJ catches that one and Devontae catches the one they call the penalty on, he's over 200 yards. You know?
To me, my biggest takeaway that I think was different from the Packers game, I think there were three plays where he should have had touchdowns and he did not have touchdowns. There was the long...
Including the AJ drop or that
including the AJ one.
Okay, so one was on AJ.
But no, no, no. But I think...
Was it a great throw?
I think the throw was bad, in my opinion. Now...
He should have caught it still, regardless.
He should have caught it. Yeah, like absolutely.
He had it in his hands.
Full stop, he should have caught it. And if he catches it, maybe it's a touchdown. I think he might be down at the one.
The one or
but
whatever,
regardless, but yeah. It's, you know, they're 50 yards to his total. But I, in my opinion, unless he thought he was safer going back shoulder, I thought he could have led AJ into the end zone on that one. If you watch it, AJ has to slow down and adjust to it where, like, he is going. And that, in my opinion, the safety is not close enough where he could get it. So I thought that was a poor throw by Jalen. I didn't think he had really any of those against Green Bay. I also think the Devontae throw where Devontae got drilled, that was a bad throw to me. I thought Devontae
was a good throw. It was just a dangerous throw. I mean, the ball is right there.
Yeah, but it's only right there because Devontae slows up and adjusts to it. Like, Devontae's running wide open.
So you should have let him further down.
Yeah, now it's a long throw. Like, it's probably 60 or 70 yards in the air, which is a lot. Like, I'm not diminishing that. But, like, that should have been a touchdown. And then there was another throw in the corner of the end zone that was almost picked off. It was late.
Well, that was a hard. That was the worst decision he made all game.
So
the one where there are two defenders.
Yeah.
There,
so what's crazy is
I thought that was a disastrous decision.
So I actually was fine with the decision.
Oh, I hated the decision.
Well, but when you watch it, he has AJ one on one, which
guys
is
there. No, like the other, right. The safety was close enough where I think he could have gotten over.
But I think with a better throw, it's a touchdown. Like all three throws. Yeah, you're right. The
really
safety was
a tough
the safety
window.
Was closer than he was on the
Jalen
first one.
Jalen can make that throw.
Well, okay, so that's
like period.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, like I think that's a throw that only a few quarterbacks, like Matt Stafford, maybe. That throw.
I think he was a little more open than you do, but regardless, the safety over got
it. Felt like you would have to really zip it in there.
All three throws to me were underthrows. Now, you could argue, certainly, that it's snowing, it's cold, it's windy, but we all agree Jalen's arm strength is not like an elite arm strength. He could throw a nice deep ball with touch, but he is not like a Matthew Stafford,
zip it in there, guy.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, right? He's there, right? So those were three things that concerned me. That just like underthrows on should have been touchdowns. Those weren't there against
the Packers.
Now,
again, I do think we do have to... Like, and again, not to defend Jalen, because I don't think he was great or whatever, but I do think that you can't just say, like, the snow and the wet, like, in a passing glance or whatever. Like, it's, and I know Stafford was better, but Stafford still wasn't perfect.
Well, but
he didn't throw super deep too much. So,
but here's the other thing, too, that I think we call it a snow game, and it absolutely
was. It
was
the second half.
It was the second half.
It was still wet.
And
I mean, the field was slick from the moment the game started.
Weather was an issue, but he was not playing in a blizzard the entire game.
But I think the ball could have been wet. Like, there are all these different factors to it where it's hard to really get a real feel for it.
Yeah,
I think specifically those plays.
I think that's part of it. So that was one of my main takeaways watching it. The other one is, I don't blame Jalen as much as other people do for, like, all seven sacks. And I actually didn't come away from it feeling like Jalen was holding onto the ball way too long. I thought there was two or three of the sacks where he did, but I thought some of the sacks, and we'll get into the knee thing in a minute, like, I didn't watch it and feel that his mobility hurt him, in my opinion. I thought, like, the times he was sacked, like the final play of the...
Well, I felt like the mobility hurt him on that second down play.
I actually didn't.
He didn't get sacked, but I, like, AJ was open there. He just
turned. Which player are we talking about?
Talking about the
the rollout.
Second down rollout where I thought they should have run the ball.
With the final possession.
The last drive. Essentially. Yeah, I thought they should have... When they rolled him out there, it looked like he couldn't make that happen because of the knee.
So that's an interesting point. Like, I will say, in defense of the play call, they ran that play, I think, three times.
It's a good play. The play was
and it
open.
Worked.
It just
and it
didn't
worked.
Look like Jalen could execute it. That was my issue.
So I hadn't considered that, like, his turn was impacted.
It looked like his turn couldn't turn.
Maybe
and
that
could have
been it.
Throw. It felt like he started to turn, couldn't do it, and then just kind of tried to be like, all right, I'm not going to be able to throw this ball.
I think that's probably fair. I just think the defender was
he was there.
Was there.
He was there.
Right?
He was there.
And on the safety, I have to give the defender credit, too. Like, the defender made a really good play. He squeezed in between Juergens and I think it was Dickerson, like a big dude squeezing between two. I mean, Juergens is undersized, but it was a good play by him. And
got
I
got the gap
and Goddard. Yeah, exactly. Good football term. Like, Goddard is open there. And I know a lot of people pointed that out. I think when I'm looking at it, Jalen is looking at his first read. The pressure gets there. He starts to throw it to Goddard and he pulls it down because he thinks he's too close. Now, you could argue in that moment, just throw it because, like, you're in the
end zone.
You're
going to get a safety anyway. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I could also see I think he should have thrown. I thought it was a poor play by him. But I don't think he didn't see Goddard. I think he decided the pressure was too close to him that he tried to avoid it. Now, maybe in that instance, you're better off because of the mobility and he was, and he, you know, maybe he was impacted there. But My main takeaway from watching the game overall was I am concerned about the passing game. That's just
me. All right, AJ.
I'm just like, like I was fine after the Green Bay game, but like two games in a row and the weather. Now, I think where I differentiate from people on this is it doesn't mean to me that I don't think he can throw for 300 yards this week. I don't think
I think he won't.
I don't think he'll throw enough. Yeah, yeah, I don't think he's thrown for 300 yards all year besides once. Yeah. I just mean,
you're saying the ability is there.
I think it's been two games in a row where we're being, where I understand people want to defend Jalen, and I love that about Eagles fans. And honestly, it's a time of the year where I think from a fan base, I almost respect just attacking anyone that's mean about your
play.
Like it's just, I get that.
One of the final four teams.
Yeah, I get that, right? Like point, now is not the time the for is, like nuance.
In the sense that like, I think at this point in the season, and you can be concerned about the passing game, we'll dive into more of it, and I'm concerned about the knee more than the passing game, but like, I think that the response to anyone who comes at Jalen or whatever, if you want to say, hey, they haven't lost a game since they started finishing since the bye, like, you know what? Everyone go the hell away. Like, that's it. It's an inarguable thing to throw out there. And again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't discuss it and stuff, but I am fine with that. We have reached the point with two games left in the season. That is an acceptable response. Like, the dude just win.
Well, it's kind of the most Jalen thing ever that there's four quarterbacks left. He's definitely the worst quarterback, but it's only four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, like where it's like, yeah, maybe he's the worst of the four, but guess what? He's still one of the four standing.
Yeah.
So the way I view the Jalen thing right now in terms of the dialogue is almost like a family issue where it's like, I understand if people want to like rip a national person and be like, that's our guy. Like, right. But I also think like within the family,
we could talk about,
we all need to be honest. And like, he didn't play well. He did.
Like, hey, you guys worried about Uncle?
Right. Like, if you want to yell at someone down the street, like our Commanders fan, and be like, if there's an Eagles fan out there that wants to argue Jalen's better than Jaden Daniels this week with a Commanders fan, I will support you and give you facts to help you back it up. And you can have that debate. But I think within the family, we all need to acknowledge, like, Jalen has now played two games in a row that were not his best football.
So I agree with this. I do agree with this. I think, and I want to get into the knee in a sec, but I do think it's hard to judge the combo of the knee in the snow, like everything that the first half, if you want to kind of judge it, I think that's fair. I think it's really hard to get a feel for like, he was definitely hampered by
it. I just think it looked like it always does. No, like, it didn't look that different.
The same. No, but I do think there's something to it. It's with the sacks he's taking and stuff. I think that if you are Jalen Hurts and you know your physical, and I think we saw with Wentz after his injury, and that was part of his downfall. He's not as elusive or as good. But I think that sometimes when guys get hurt, guys who have the ability to, or the snow and the injury combined to mitigate your ability to move, whatever. But when these guys know, like, it's like muscle memory. Like, you know, that guy's this far away from me, and you know, this is the situation. I know I can get away from him. I know that if I go that way and then that way, like, I'm gonna be free. I'm away. I'm not gonna, like, but when you can't move the same way you can, you have to fight your actual instincts, fight your, like, what you're like trained to do. And if you are not physically able in those cases, if your knee is even 20% off, 10% off, and the snow, like, and you can't move, you're going to try and think you could do it, and you can't.
So
I think that's partially what happened.
I think there's part of that. Cause look, he definitely bent his knee and got
no
hurt.
Doubt.
Like, no question about it.
He was hurt.
He was injured.
He was injured.
No question about it. But that being said, it's not like this season. And I know we can do the same thing of like, well, it's because their running game's great, which, like, but it's not like he's been whipping the ball around the field all year.
No.
So you know.
But it's also, look, I do think missing the time hurt him.
Yeah, but these are all, to
he's
me,
always rusty.
These are all problems.
But I get it. Like, but at the same time, we saw this guy look like crap for two playoff games in 2022 and then play the greatest game we've ever seen him play. And now that's why the injury concerns me. But, I mean, Jalen looked like crap in the Giants game and he looked like crap in the Niners game in 2022. Crap.
Right.
Like, he was like mediocre, coming off the time off the thing, whatever. And then 2 weeks later, he played, other than Nick Foles, the greatest game I've seen an Eagle quarterback play ever. You know what I mean? Like, arguably,
right,
in the discussion for it, certainly right, in a big game. So, like,
and I think that could happen.
I think Jalen's a streaky player in terms of that type of stuff, too. Like, I do think he is the kind of guy who can look like crap 1 week and then the next week be awesome. Like, I do believe that.
And that's
like,
how we felt last week, right? And then
he sucked for two in a row last time. Like, it's not that surprising.
Yeah.
He was not good against the Niners.
And I think that I almost have more confidence in Jalen playing great in the Super Bowl than I do this week.
Well, yeah, again, I want to get to the knee because the knee is my first. I mean, Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zuma, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and us. Elliot Turf Parks, James Seltzer, the Bet Park. I mean, Bet Parks line, Bet Parks team, the Bet Parks go-to. I mean, it's pretty awesome being in a group with those guys. Even If your team doesn't score, you can bet on and all kinds of stuff with the Bet Parks app. Great new feature the Bet Parks app has. If you go on the site, betparks.com, the double the spread feature, it'll take one of the games, double the spread for you.
I wonder which one they're doing this week.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. You can go on the site Friday to find out which game you can bet on. Plus, in addition, of course, you can bet on the game itself. Birds, 5.5-point favorites last we look.
Right.
Feel pretty good about it, though I know I'm a little nervous and more nervous this week than last week.
I'm a lot more nervous.
I can tell. Elliot is very, very nervous. You can bet on the game. Bet on individual player performances. You bet on rushing yards. Would have been nice to bet on a certain running back last week. Yeah, 200 yards. No big deal. And so much more, of course. All of it at betparks.com. Plus, in addition to all that stuff, get a casino right in the palm of your hands. Blackjack, roulette.
Baccarat.
Slots, all kinds of crafts. It's a casino in your hand. No big deal. It's freaking awesome. Plus, here's an amazing deal for you. In addition to the double the spread feature on the site, you can go on new users. If you download the Bet Parks app right now, you can get up to $1,000. There's $1,000. Casino bonus back if you're down the first 24 hours. It is a great deal. Casino bonus must be wagered. You see betparks.com for the details. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Elliot.
Yes, James.
You know, I had Window Nation come out to check out all the windows in my house.
Dude, let me tell you. You tell me so much about
this. I do. And, yeah. But you know why I tell you? Because it was such an easy, wonderful experience. And it gave me peace of mind. And it made me feel good about my home and the heat and not being freezing cold on a day like
this. I do love telling a good story to my friends about, like, listen to what I did with my house.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to the price and listen how well it went. Can you believe I took care of this? Exactly. Yes. So if your home is feeling drafty and uncomfortable this winter and your energy bills are going through the roof, it might be time to replace those old windows. In fact, it might be time.
It's time.
Like,
don't mess around.
Listen how it's bone. Not chilling. Listen. You know, dude, it looks cold outside.
Bone.
Like it.
The Schuylkill's frozen.
Yeah. And it's been frozen for a minute.
It's frozen.
But I think very rarely it looks cold outside.
I agree with you.
It looks cold. Yeah. Like the roads look cold. So what do you have to do? You have to beat the cold with top quality, energy efficient windows from Window Nation.
Well, and I know that like January, everyone kind of like battens down the hatches, you know.
I'm big time this month.
Yeah, bat down the hatch. You know,
not going out.
So yeah. So I get that people might not want to spend money or whatever.
Now's the month to do it.
But not just that. Window Nation's like, no problem. We're going to give you these amazing deals. If you go to windownation.com, you can save big with 50% off all window styles. What an insane deal that is. Plus, you can get zero interest with no payments for 2 years. Elliot and I are flabbergasted that this is something.
I love a good flabbergasted.
Yeah, right. You know, the company can survive doing this, but they do. Window Nation's products are built to protect your home with top quality insulation and seals, often outperforming and outlasting these guys.
Plus, windows from Window Nation come with a lifetime warranty and can be installed in 1 day or less. Last year, they installed over 200,000 windows, 96% of them requiring no follow-up service.
So upgrade your home now.
Now.
Window Nation.
Right now.
Do it. Honestly, pause the pod. Go to windownation.com. Come back. Or
Meg, please come back.
Yeah, you can call. Here's the info. Sale ends January 31st. Schedule your fast in-home estimate right now. You can call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com today and tell them Gobert sent you.
I have one. Well, never mind. So let's stick to
January. No.
Okay. Well, so the cover of this
book, you can't just do that.
The cover of this book says, Inner Excellence Will Change Your Life. Vaughn Taylor, 3-time PGA Tour winner. So here's my thing about calling yourself a 3-time PGA Tour winner. Very cool accomplishment. Shout out to Vaughn. But I think that what tournaments are we talking about? Are they like minor?
Clearly, I've never heard of
that. That's what I'm saying. So like
Tucker, you're a golfman, aren't you? More of a golfman.
V-O-N?
V-A-U-G-H-N.
But I'm not coming to Vaughn Taylor. The point I'm making is
I'll come to Vaughn Taylor. Who the hell are you, Vaughn?
I think that it should be a little more specific.
I agree.
As to like, what does this mean?
Oh, I'm with you.
There's probably a load. You know.
People just throw these things.
Did he win like the Masters?
No.
Well, let me tell you this. You Google Vaughn Taylor, he's like the fourth one that comes up.
There we go. That's exactly what I needed to know. Yeah. Thank you, Tucker. So
all right.
It's outrageous. False advertising.
I agree.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Jim, a little disappointed Jim, with the interest. Yeah. Hey, AJ, maybe read some fiction books. I don't know.
He won back-to-back Reno Tahoe Opens.
This is what I'm talking about.
This is in 04 and 05.
You should put that.
And then he won the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
I am convinced if I spent 2 years of my life, I could win a PGA event. Stop. 2 years.
Nope.
But if I had no job, all I did was practice.
No.
The Reno Mahe Open, played in.
You could not win the Reno Mahe Open.
I feel pretty confident.
You and Reno Mahe could be the only people competing and you would still lose. I don't even know what kind of golfer Reno is.
Well, I think Reno would probably be a pretty good golfer.
I would assume so.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about Jalen.
Okay, so, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
You just say asinine things. I have to react. Like,
it's just golf. I mean, I just swing the stick at the ball. Give me 2 years. I'll be fine. But I think I...
Dude, people spend their whole lives trying to be good at golf. Like, golf is so hard. You're crazy.
Yeah. Just, I don't think so.
Okay.
But,
you know, Mr. I could hit a home run in a Major League Stadium with Major League.
I think that's way harder than golf. It's a similar skill, I would say. In some
I'm just, let's talk,
Jalen. Yeah. All right. So here's my thing with Jalen. I definitely agree with a lot of what you're saying. The knee, the snow, he's done it before. He's a streaky player. But, like, he's just not playing well right now. He's just not. And I would feel better about this team if I had more confidence.
Well, of course. But they've won all year with this quarterback playing.
But he's
like
played.
This.
No. I think, in my opinion, he's playing worse now than
maybe
he was.
The last two games a little bit.
Yes.
But again, he has always struggled when he's come off time off. Like, this is like every time this guy
think
comes
about
back
this.
From
the
something,
last,
he always struggles at first.
The last four
I'm
games.
I'm not saying he's going to be great. Again, my issue is the knee. I think Jalen would play better. The knee, I'm terrified of the knee.
I think you're giving the knee a little too much credence.
If he can't move,
that's part of it for
sure. It's a disaster. Like you could argue that you should play Kenny Pickett if he can't move. I'm not saying they would, but you could at least discuss.
Right, is 100% Kenny
Jalen,
better than
60%? If he can't move,
Jalen.
Is like it changes the whole complexion of the offense.
Right.
Like, so I don't know. I'm really concerned that Jalen won't be able to move as well as he can. Like, that's my bit again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jalen's name.
Right. So
my five top concerns. When we do your five key matchups,
it should be Jalen's knee.
Seriously, yeah. My five key matchups for the game are Jalen's knee versus whatever, every single one of them.
But I think both things can be true. The knee is a concern.
He isn't playing well enough. I agree, but I think it's just hard to judge. Like, in that first game, I didn't think he played great. You thought he played better than I did, but it was fine. I just think it's really hard to judge. I don't think he played great in the last game. I thought I came on after. I said he wasn't good enough.
Right.
But like, I just don't know what to make of it. I think it's really hard to judge a game like that for quarterback play. Like,
so,
it's so hard to really, like, it's freaking this blizzard in the second half.
So correct me if my timeline.
And again, the knee more than anything. Like, the knee overall.
So correct me if my timeline's wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure it went Panthers, Steelers, Washington, then the two playoff games, right?
Panthers,
Steelers, because everyone was concerned after the Panthers game. They was awesome.
Well, then they had Dallas and the Giants too.
Well, I'm saying just for Jalen.
Oh, for right? Jalen. So, yes, that is correct.
So if you remove the Washington one because he played
just
like
the Steelers
seven
game
snaps,
was the one he was good.
Right. So of the last four games we've seen him play, like, he's been not great in three of them, and he was awesome in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern, again, the knee is a problem, and I agree. If he can't move, like, that's a big problem. But I think he's missing more throws than he used to. I think he's being way more conservative than he used to.
Well, he's been conservative all year. That has been ever since the bye.
I think it's more now, though. In my opinion. Dude, he got sacked seven times. And that's not all on him, but, like, that's a lot of sacks
to
take.
But I just feel like
including
he's been
safety.
Holding the ball all year.
I know.
All year we've seen him, like,
but
think about
it
and not
right.
do it.
I think he's doing it more now, though, is the point. Like, watching him. And when he does.
You're saying the last two games he's doing it more than prior.
And when he does go deep, they're underthrown. They're not good throws. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I think about the passing game, do I have confidence he's going to, like, make right decisions in the pocket? I currently do not have that confidence. Do I have
decision-making hasn't been a problem.
Well, he got sacked seven times. I'm talking about holding onto the ball, seeing it, right? So I think that's a problem. Do I think his accuracy is, like, on a great level right now? And Green Bay, it was better. It was not good last week. Even the misses down the field. He had one throw to AJ that was, like, 4 yards out of bounds, right? Game. Like, and he had another one to AJ. It looked like it might have been tipped. I couldn't completely tell, but that was like 5 yards behind AJ. So at this point, the only like real confidence I have in Jalen is he can definitely hit AJ mostly on that like little crossing route, right? He can do that. He can.
You are really down on Jalen.
I think he played bad.
You are really
down. I think he played bad against. I think he played bad. Yeah. And I've been a defender of Jalen.
Yeah,
like,
but you think this is just what it is. You don't think he could be better?
No, I think he
could. What about him? Like, he does have streaky times like this.
Yeah.
Again, I think that.
But he's got to get out of it.
2022, I think, is a great example of it. Like, he was not good in any of those games. The Giants game, he came back at the end of the year. He was rusty, didn't look good for that first half he played, whatever. Then, obviously, the week off looked downright. Like, they won 38-7. He was not good in that Giants game. And I thought he was pretty bad in that Niners game for the most
part. I don't remember the specifics.
Not bad, but he was okay. Like, for the guy who was the MVP that year, he was nowhere close to that player. And then he was the MVP in the Super Bowl.
Now, they did lose the Super Bowl.
I'm saying the way he played, though. I mean, they didn't lose because of him other than the fumble. You know, there's nothing else you could say about it.
And like, again, I think they're probably going to win Sunday. I think there is a real world where he plays well on Sunday. But I am not this week in the camp of Jalen Wins, who cares how he played? This was for me, you are closer to like doubter. Along for the ride than driving the car. Like that was my opinion watching the game. I do not think Jalen played well. And he has got to be much better on Sunday. Like much better on Sunday if they're gonna beat Washington. Barring like Jaden Daniels and
hold on. I with that last comment, I get what you're saying, and like we need him if needs to be better than that. But like, I don't necessarily think that's true. I mean, they just beat the Rams with him playing that way. They just beat the Packers. Like this team has won all year long.
Right.
The way they have won. Like I agree with you. I think it increases their chances to beat Washington.
Yeah.
Plays better. But I think this team can win the Super Bowl playing the way they played. Like, I don't know why they couldn't. They've won.
I felt that way last
17-3 or whatever. 16-3.
I felt that way last week. I don't feel it this.
But why? What's the difference?
So, because I think Jalen.
I mean, wouldn't we both agree? Like coming into the playoffs. I guess you want to, like, I thought the Packers and Commanders, similar teams, like, more or less, like,
right.
They beat the Packers that way. Like, I don't.
Yeah. So, against the Packers.
Everyone they've played that way except for Pittsburgh. Every other win they've had is the exact same style of win.
But against.
Jalen's okay. They run and they play defense. And that's the way they win football.
But Jalen.
Why can't they do that?
Because what Jalen.
Again, Jalen's knee, like, he needs to be able to run for that philosophy to work.
Right.
But assuming Jalen can run, like, why couldn't they just do the same thing again?
Because. Against the Rams, he took bad sacks. He had the safety. He missed throws. He put the ball
in
the ground.
They won the game, though, right?
No, I know they did, right? But they also came very close to losing
it.
No, they won, for
sure. So my point is, like, couldn't they win again that way?
Of course
they could. It's not the best. That's my point.
Of course they could. But the point I'm making is.
He said he has to play way better for him to win. I don't think he does.
Well, put it this way. If he plays like he did on Sunday, I do not think they
will. I
do not think they
will. Why not, though?
Because he's beaten everyone that way. Washington just went to Detroit and beat the Lions. The Eagles.
Washington's played 4 straight road games.
Dude,
man.
The Eagles got.
This is going to be their 5th straight road game.
Okay. There's a difference.
Either way, 4 straight road
games. There's a difference to me between managing the game like he did against the Packers and making active bad plays like he did against the Rams. And if he doesn't turn the ball over the rest of the playoffs, I think they'll probably win the Super Bowl. But like safeties, sacks, missing throws, like. Those things weren't there against the Packers. They were there against the Rams. And if he does those things against Washington, like we can say that, you know, the snow was an impact for Jalen. It also, you could argue, was an impact for the Rams too, even though they moved the ball way better than the Eagles did through the air. Like, so Jaden Daniels in this game, assuming it's clear weather and it looks like it's going to be, I mean, I think Jaden Daniels is playing way better than Jalen is. And so if we're going to do the whole thing going into Detroit where they have the better quarterback, so they have a chance, like, the Washington has the better quarterback in this game. Full stop. Maybe next year won't be the case, but Washington has the better quarterback. And so that is a major concern.
But the Eagles have, I mean, the vast majority of better players at other positions.
I agree with that.
You know?
I agree with that. But you could argue the Lions did too. Like the Lions were banged up on defense, but Lions had the better offensive line.
Jalen played exactly as he did in the Rams game and they could beat the Commanders.
I would be pretty surprised. Unless Jaden Daniels, four straight road game.
They are a less talented roster across the board. They also just lost their starting guard, who's been great,
which is a big deal.
I agree. Jalen Carter. Like, I'm with you. Like, I want Jalen to play better. I think they have a much better chance of winning if they do. But I absolutely think they can play the same type of game they played against the Rams, where they don't turn it over. They play really good defense and they run the ball really well, and they could be Washington.
Right. But if Jalen plays good, they could blow Washington out. So that's the point.
You said he has to play better than him to win. He doesn't.
I disagree. I
just agree with me.
They could win that way. They could make it much better,
but he doesn't have to. Like, it would be better, but they can win the way they've been winning. I think, especially against Washington, if you wanted to tell me they can't beat KC that way, or they can't beat Buffalo that way, that's a different discussion.
But by that logic, then they could beat any team. Like, just because
I think they could still beat those teams. I'm saying I would still argue against you. I'm just saying I think it would be a stronger argument if you're saying, well, Mahomes is going to put it up on him no matter what or whatever.
Right.
Like, but I think they could win the Super Bowl doing exactly what they've been doing.
They absolutely could. Yeah. But also, like,
of course it's better.
Jalen's holding him back. No, like, I don't know what to say.
It'd be better, but I do think he doesn't have to play better for them to win. That's more my point.
I agree with you, like,
factually.
Factually. But I think, like, if we're going to talk about, like, how they can win and what their best chance of winning is, like, Jalen needs to play better.
I just think they
could win the game 3-0. I agree. But, like, if we're going to talk about this upcoming matchup, like, they have a disadvantage at quarterback, and that is concerning when predicting the game.
Yeah, I still feel confident. I still feel good. They're going to win the game, but
yeah, I'm like 55-40.
I get, dude. You're just going to pick the Commanders to win the way you're going. You can already see it.
I'm
going to
pick the Eagles. I'm just like,
but you don't believe it. You could see it in your eyes. I mean, think the Commanders are going to win the game. I could see
it. What do you want me to do? Lie? Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, I am concerned about the game.
I know you.
I am concerned about the game. Washington is red hot. The Eagles are not red hot, in my opinion. Like, now, I think they'll probably, because their defense is really good. Who knows if Washington, fourth straight road game is convincing to me. But, like, I wish I felt like, oh, the Eagles are going to smack them. Like, that's not how I felt.
I don't think they're going to smack them, but I think they're going to win.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. All right, final thoughts.
So I watched Weekend at Bernie's last night.
Okay, so you watched an 80s movie.
I thought it was 1990.
Oh, it might be 90. It's either 89 or 90. I feel like we looked it up. It might be 90. I thought it was 89.
Yeah, it's not like 97. Yeah, it could be 90. First of all.
I mean, one of the dumbest movies ever made.
89.
Okay.
Come at me with your movie knowledge. Thank you.
I thought it was a great movie.
Oh, my God.
I
love Weekend at Bernie's when I was a kid. I mean, it is.
It's such a fun watch.
It is the most ridiculous concept
for a movie ever. Yeah, of course, right. First of all,
it's fun.
The woman hooks up with the dead body.
When are you ever going to ask me for movie recommendations? You just pick old movies.
I watch some of your movies.
I can tell you all the 90s. Like, I have lists of the best movies from the 90s and 80s.
Movie.
I know 80s movies. I got a list of all the best 80s movies, too.
Right.
Never talks to me about anything. It's outrageous.
I am shocked.
Just pick movies at random.
The two actors in that movie,
Jonathan Silverman.
They didn't become like massive.
Jonathan Silverman and Andrew McCarthy. Come on.
Andrew McCarthy. I like watching it.
He became a director.
I know. He directed.
I know.
What is it? I looked it up last night. He directed something surprising.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was. Maybe a TV show. But regardless, I thought I was watching like a young Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I was like, this dude controlling every scene he's in, charismatic. He's like a young John Taylor Thomas. Like, I was like, this dude is like how you feel about Glenn Powell. I was like, this dude, and unfortunately, his career did not. No. But here's what else is interesting about watching old movies.
Mannequin.
It's interesting to see people that like you see old now and then see them young. You know what I mean? Kind of like trying to think of what exists.
Rather than the other way around for most people.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. It's like,
I know what you mean.
You see actors.
So I just watched Malcolm X for the first time. I had never seen Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. By the way, quick movie dig. I don't know why we ever have had a discussion about Denzel Washington's best performance. Like, why Train to Air and these other stuff is even included. Like, Malcolm X is like by far his best. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing's even in the hemisphere. It's a 3.5 hour movie, 3 hour and 20 minute movies.
I mean,
he carries 95% of the movies.
He's
by
pretty
himself.
Good to remember the title.
Dude, it's nothing compared. He talks for like 95% of a 3.5 hour. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Malcolm, he's so amazing in that movie. But regardless, I watched and I was like, damn, man, Denzel, you look so young in this movie.
It's crazy. It's also crazy to see. Yeah, just like regardless. But that movie, the fact that the woman hooks up with the dead body, and I know it's not supposed to be believable. But it's like he's literally floating in the ocean. They put him on the bed. All of a sudden, he's clean again. Mm-hmm. Like, all his clothes are fine. Honestly, it's going to be in the rotation for me. I loved it. Like, I'm going to watch it so many times. I can tell you from here on out. Like, it's fun. It's funny. Like, it's I loved it.
Okay.
5 stars. I was shocked at the reviews on it. It was like
it's one of the dumbest movies.
Well, of
ever made.
Course, it's a silly premise, but it's a well-made silly premise.
It's solid. Like, I remember enjoying it as a kid. I have not gone back to it in a long time.
Right. I mean, it's about a dead body.
It's
so, like,
pretty
obviously,
ridiculous.
Of course. But there's a lot of silly movies. Like, there's movies about, you know,
I think
the world ending.
I mean, it's up there, though, like, in terms of silliest.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of, if you ask me, like, what's the dumbest premise for, like, a popular movie ever? Like, Weekend at Bernie's might be my answer.
Also,
be in the discussion.
Was that shot in the Hamptons, do you know?
I don't know if they
the house,
shot
the
there.
House he
I
has
assume
there.
It's supposed to be the Hamptons.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. The house he has there is absurd.
Yeah,
it's filmed in North Carolina.
I assumed it was.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to say that house he owns in the Hamptons would be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, less so in North Carolina.
It's Fort Fisher, North Carolina.
There you go.
I want to go there. It's a great movie. I mean, seriously, like, if you haven't watched it, if you are like me and you just enjoy like fun movies and not old movies, like, it is a great watch.
It's an old movie.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's a rare one that I think like qualifies.
You just don't watch enough old movies. You watch like 5 of them and you're like, I don't like old movies.
There's something very calming about
every time you watch
movie.
One, you're like, well, that was cool.
I feel like
maybe you should watch more.
Old movies are kind of like getting read a book by your parents. Like, it's just like a very calmness of like, there's not much happening. There's not a lot of special effects. Like, it's just like the plot. I just think it's a very calming experience.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Would you agree?
No. What do you mean? Is Pulp Fiction a calming experience?
Well, what year was that made?
1994.
I wouldn't call that a calming experience.
Yeah.
I also have Alpha.
What was
it.
7 a calming experience? That was 95. Is like, well, like, what are you talking about?
I just think
the Lambs, a comedy experience.
There's a calming,
it's 1991.
But there's a calmness to them that I think is not in current movies because of all the technological.
I sometimes there's a warmness.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
That's a good way to put it.
I think warmth and calming.
Calm is a completely different thing. Calm is like you're calm. You're relaxed.
What is warmth?
Warmth means like it's a feeling of nostalgia and a feeling of comfort, right? And whatever.
You just said,
but not like, but calm is different. Like
I'm saying, where it's like, calm, like calm, comfort.
Better.
Calm and comfort are very similar.
Very different, though. In this case,
This is your opinion.
No, because calm is a way of acting. Like I'm being calm. I'm not being worked up or whatever. Comfort is I feel comfortable. I could still be annoyed. I could still do whatever, but I'm comfortable. I feel warm and comfy. Like they're different things.
When you're warm and comfy, you're calm.
You can be calm.
You are. What percentage of people are warm and comfy, but also like super
warmed
up?
I never am calm. When am I ever calm?
Yeah,
I've been
that's
warm
very
and
true about
many
you.
Times. That,
yeah,
that's my
that's
point.
True
like
you.
You don't have to be.
But I think you're in the minority.
Regardless, I think you're the calm part of old movies, I think, is the wrong way to put it. I think you could say it's a nostalgia. You feel like comfortable watching an old movie, but movies, it's based on the movie itself. Like you can't be calm watching a movie that's meant to make you not calm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's not how I feel.
Well, that's because you're watching Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah,
watch something that's intense and meant for you to be sitting there on the.
Well, I've watched like Birds and like old movies like that. Like I've watched
Birds,
old movies.
Like The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, like Halloween or whatever. Like those movies don't.
And
give
do you
me
feel calm when you watch?
Like I think there's a nostalgia and a warmth and a comfort.
Because, calm is not the right
calm,
word.
But
calm means relaxed.
And what does comfort mean?
Comfort means you're comfortable. You feel good.
You are.
They're different. They're different words.
I think for you, they're different.
No,
because you,
no. I think for you, they're the same. And for other people, they're different.
How many times when you're comfortable, are you not calm?
I don't know. I'm rarely comfortable or calm.
Okay. There you go.
Well, so I'm around two people that aren't calm.
I just think I think the calm is the wrong word that you're looking for. I know what you're going for, but calm is not the right word.
Okay.
So be bad. I mean, twice.
I just don't. I disagree with you, but that's okay. We can just move on.
Okay, how do you react to a movie from 1990, let's say, that is meant to be a thriller that you're watching and you're like constantly like I told you about Red Rooms. That's a movie where the entire movie you're just kind of like your nails are like against it. You're like, oh, this is super tense and I can't relax. I can't be calm because this movie is so tense.
Right. Yes. But also you are like allowing yourself to get wrapped into the movie. Like I'm saying, when I watch old movies, for me, because they're old, like there's a comfort and a calmness to them because it's like they're just not like today's movies. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying, but like I don't understand being calm in a movie that's not meant to be calm. Like this doesn't make sense to me. Like I think
I know.
I get what you're trying to say. I think calm is the wrong word.
But it's
comfort, nostalgia. That's fine. There's a comfort in watching old movies,
right?
But it's calm means you're relaxed, you're calm. If you're watching a movie that inherently makes you not calm, like it just doesn't make
sense.
We're
not going to agree on this one.
Because you're wrong.
Right, because I'm wrong. Right.
You're wrong.
Right.
Like very blatantly wrong.
Extremely wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's hear your final thought. Yeah.
Watch more mold movies. That's the best.
I find them calming, so I probably will.
I hate you. I'm so annoyed with you.
I just, it's whatever. We can move on.
It's semantics, but it's annoying.
I agree. That's the point I'm making.
I know,
it's semantics.
But, like you're wrong. All right. Tucker's saying we should stop with this conversation. Very clearly.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Emily's waiting for me. I'm already late. All right. So I took a Lyft ride with Zoe last night. She doesn't ever take Lyft rides.
What was that experience like?
It was something. So she loved to talk to the drivers. They were not very excited.
Well, Lyft
it.
Drivers either love to talk or have no interest.
Yeah. One was,
I love it. No interest. Sometimes I'm into it.
I'm never into it. Yeah, exactly. Right. But so we get in the car on the way home and we're sitting there after swimming class, whatever. She's sitting there and I could tell she wants to talk to the driver. And I'm just like, you know, quietly. We're like, she's like, do you think she knows why I have goggles? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, do you think I should ask her?
I do find the female Lyft drivers are far more talkative.
Yeah. Well, no, so the other way around. We had the guy who was super talkative and this girl on the way home was not. She was sweet, but she was not.
Right.
She's like, do you think I should ask her if she knows why I have goggles?
Couldn't the woman hear her? Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
She goes, excuse me, do you know I have goggles? And the one's like, swim class. She's like, yeah, I would swim that. And then it was off.
Nailed
the
it.
Race.
Nailed it.
And the woman said like three words and Zoe talked the entire ride home. So it was good.
I do think Lyft drivers, like, again, they either love to talk or they don't. When they love to talk, it's something nice about just talking to like a stranger.
Yeah.
You know, you can just like let it rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about how calm you are watching old movies.
Well, I would not suggest you talk to a Lyft driver about that because you'll be sitting in the car.
I would not be calm about it.
There's very few things you are calm about, to be
that's
fair.
That's the point.
Yeah,
that's
so I think that's why you're in a unique situation where I agree you can't relate to it.
No,
yeah.
I think that I'm just saying that I know what it's like to be calm and not be calm.
Right.
Whereas you're always calm.
Right.
You're basically never not calm.
Including during old movies. I don't know what to tell you. No. Like, and I'm comfortable when I'm calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed with you.
Well, day 16
happened.
First,
picking the Commanders. Second,
I'm not picking the Commanders. I'm just worried about the game. I'm worried about the game.
We'll see if Elliot's still worried tomorrow. Big day tomorrow from a practice report standpoint, all that. We'll preview that heading into it. And then we'll be back.
Boom.
Find something else to argue about.
Always.
He's Adam Jabs.